So we said yesterday that Malchus, we talk about Hashem as the king. Zichronos, we talk about Vizekol Uzenu v'tokpenus. To talk about Hashem as the king. We talk about Hashem as the judge, Zichronos. And the shofar is the magical ability to assist Tov in beating Ra. And what does that mean? So there's a lot of mystical stuff to do with that. But let's just take a simple pshat. Okay? The simple pshat is in the Ramchal's lexicon, if you will, what is Tov and what is Ra? Tov is not stubbing your toe. I mean, it's not Ra is not when you stub your toe, right? And it's not when things happen like that. Ra is the covering over of Hashgacha Pratis in the world, the covering over of Hashem in the world, is when Hashem is hidden in the world. That's Ra. Tov is a clarity that Hashem is present in the world. Malchus of Hashem, the declaration of Klal Yisrael, saying that we understand that Hashem is one. When we understand that Hashem is one, and Hashem is the only one, and there's Yichud Hashem, and everything's about Hashem. When we understand that fully, we are bringing Hashem into the world. So the greatest way to elevate Tov over Ra is by Klal Yisrael declaring that Hashem is Echad. Hashem is one. And not just declaring it, but understanding it, feeling it, living it, right? When we come to that realization that there is nothing else in this world other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's declaring Hashem as the Melech. When we declare Hashem as the Melech, that by definition is Mechazek the Toiv and covers over the Ra. Shofar is, according to this explanation, the declaration of Malchus of Hashem. The declaration of Malchus.
What's the difference between Malchui?
Huh? No, Malchus is talking about that Hashem is the Melech. But the act of being Mamlech is Shofros. And as Malchus is saying that he is the king, Shofros is our role in making him the king. Hashem is a king with us or without us, but Hashem being the king could still have Tov and Ra in it. But once we're Mamlech, Hashem, remember, according to Ramchal, the entire tachlis of the Bria is that we bring Hashem out in the Bria. We need to do it. If Hashem wanted to make it clear, he didn't need us. He only uses us to make it clear. Right? So according to this pshat, according to this pshat, that's what we're doing in Shofros, is that we're being Mamluk Hashem, and the being Mamluk Hashem takes away the Ra and makes the Tov powerful over the Ra. Now, there's a lot deeper pshat than that.
That's we say Kiddush the Ma'am the Shofar. That's speaking Shofar in Malchus, Shofar in Sichronos, and Shofar in.
The way I understand it is no, it's the koach of the shofar itself.
So, what's the difference between yes, Shofar and
Oh, the
Malchus?
psukim of
Actually, they're
shofar.
speaking.
Okay, that's a good question.
Because in Malchus, we're actually doing tefillos of Malchus of Hashem. What we're doing, like the Psukim.
I'm not sure. Okay. Now, this is the this is our big schus, is that we're Malmul Hashem, and this is our schus in the din, and that's just that's the way it is. Interesting to note, he says that in Ashrei, if you take the all the if you take the psukim that start with the letters Melech, Mem, Lamed, Chaf, they're all talking about Malchus. Malchus Chaf, Malchus Kol Olamim. Mishadok Leodia Levinayana, Leodia Levinayana, Gvorasa, Chort. Leodia, Levinayana, Gvorasa, Chort, Adar Malchusai, and Kavod, Kavod Malchus Chayameru. So anyway, so that's the letters Melech, which is also Din. So that's, according to this, what he means. This is what he means, that Hashem is the Melech, and Hashem, that's our schos in the Din. Okay? Now, there is a deeper meaning in this. Okay? I can't explain it because I don't really know more than that. There is definitely a deeper meaning from a lot of the Mekubalim that somehow or other, the shofar has a particular segula in bringing people, I'm going to say the words, to a world in which there is no ra. There's a world of keser, there's a world of yichud. This world is not the world of yichud, right? This world is a world of mishpat, but there's a world of yichud. In the world of Yichud, there's no Ra, it's only Hashem. Hashem didn't want us to live in that world, Hashem wants us to live in the world of Mishpat.
And the shofar brings people there.
The shofar is Ma'ir the Hashpa'ah from that world.
Don't know what that means.
Me neither. That's why I'm just going to say the words. But
Okay.
that's why I stuck with the first shot, because I think it's a little more relatable.
Okay.
But somehow, that's the idea. And remember that the idea that he said was, and by the way, that world is ultimately the world of tshuva. Because the yisoid of tshuva is reconnecting. The yisoid of tshuva is reconnecting to the part of your neshama that never sinned. Hear that line? It's an awesome line.
Yeah.
There's a part of you that never really sinned.
Five-year-old.
Why? No. My actions sin. My emotions maybe sin, but
Oh.
my neshama never participated in the Avera. The problem with Kares is that Kares, you cutting off yourself from that neshama, which is the problem. But Be'etzim, your neshama never sinned. Your neshama is really not functioning so much in this world. It's functioning more as the connection to the yichud. The world of tshuva is connecting back to that and saying, I want to reconnect myself to that part of me that never sinned. So essentially, all that is done through the shofar, that reconnection. Threw you for a loop there, but that's
Yeah.
what.
Yeah.
But
Is there any way you could look into that to really because
explain a little bit better.
that sounds like a really critical point of the Rosh Hashanah and the shofar and understanding
Right.
it.
So this is where he, this paragraph here is where he introduces shofar in a very, in a way that could be understood simply, which is the first way I said it, but it's really a very deep concept, which is the second way I said it. Now, you remember again what he said? He said that the first time that shofar revealed Malchus was at Matan Torah. The last time it's going to be by the shofar Gadol. The shofar Gadol is going to be the shofar that has no end. What makes it Gadol? What makes it Gadol? So the answer is very geshmak pshat. The shofar Gadol is going to be a shofar with no measurement. Each shofar has this ability of flashes of infinite. The shofar at Sinai was short-lived. Our shofar brings that shofar, right, is a gilui of that. Until ultimately there'll be a shofar gadol. Gadol means gadol lo yosaf. It doesn't end. Because the gilui that's going to be ushered in through the shofar gadol is going to be gilui of Hashem in the world that will be clear and endless. Now, if you medayik the pasuk said, "Bayomahu yitaka b'shofar gadol." That day, it will be blown, the shofar gadol yitaka. So Rav Tzaddik asks, "Yitaka, it will be blown by whom?" We can't blow a shofar gadol because, by definition, when the shofar gadol is coming from mankind, it's limited. The shofar gadol is going to have to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So essentially, the shofar is the mitzvah of shofar is to pull the hashpah of the matan Torah shofar to the and that we show that we're blowing the shofar until eventually Hashem will blow the shofar gadol. Okay. I take it that you want me to prepare a little bit more this other
Just
idiot.
on the chauffeur, because the chauffeur, it's a,
It's the critical piece here. Yeah.
and
So mitzvah
it's
Hashem.
kind of deep. It's
I want, so there's a lot here in this sefer. I'm gonna try to look it
okay,
over a
thank
little bit
you.
more. We'll pick it up tomorrow night, Be'ezer Hashem.